Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
It's just so hard to fathom, you know, right this very minute, people are suffering intensely and horrifically for their faith. It just grips me. And I want to know, how are their emotions? How is their perspective? What's sort of the spiritual temperature among these precious saints who are enduring such terrible persecution?
Well, I will say it really varies. You know, it depends upon the person. I've met with a number of Christians in this exact situation and listened to their concerns for the future and listened to where they stand with their faith. The reality is that I see where there are questions. You know, I talk to Christians who, we're really questioning, where is God in all of this? How could this have happened to us? And there's those very natural feelings of sadness and of anger. And so they're dealing with those. They're working with those emotions. And then you also hear this just tremendously beautiful stories sprinkled in there as well. One of the men that I met with on my last trip to Iraq just explained to me how he had once been very wealthy. He had owned a beautiful home in a city that was then overtaken by ISIS. He had been a successful businessman. He was always running all over the place, always conducting some kind of business deal, and living in this beautiful place. And when ISIS came and overtook Mosul, where he lived, then he lost everything overnight. And even worse, he didn't have any money now to repay the debt. He was in debt to different people. And so he suddenly has this burden of debt, no income, no money. And he found himself in Erbil with all of the other refugees. But, you know, he realized that he was better off than many and that he still had some resources. He had friends in good places, and he was able to set up shelter. And he networked with a friend who had a shopping mall with some available apartments, and works to get all these refugees into apartments in the mall for free. And then, you know, I sat there and I was listening to him tell this story, and he said, as he's sitting there, he has three cell phones in front of him that were ringing the entire time, because this guy is really intricately involved in logistics for all of helping with food distribution, helping with education for all of these refugees. And he said, you know, money used to be everything to me, and now it's nothing. It doesn't matter to me at all. And he said, I've dedicated my life to the service of God, and I have never been more happy in my life. He had such an amazing, beautiful energy in this act of service for the people around him. And he was completely immersed in it. It had transformed his life.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.